Hello and welcome to episode 1 from the podcast The Blank Page. This is a 3-part podcast that will be exploring contemporary issues relevant in the events industry today. Today we will be discussing the use of drugs at festivals with a guest speaker, Alex. I think it's important to start with some statistics about drug use at festivals, which still dominates the media attention up until this day. According to figures, the biggest amount of drugs were seized at Glastonbury Festival with a net worth of £44,000, closely followed by the Isle of Wight Festival at £27,000 and Bestival at £18,000. I think it is important to understand why festivals are known for their drug use and the norm that surrounds them, which our guest speaker Alex will discuss with us today. So, considering that there have been several deaths connected to high-strength drugs such as MDMA and ecstasy at festivals in 2016, why do you think, as a pro-drug user at festivals, people still take the risk?
I suppose for me, it's just become a normality to go to a festival and take, MDMA, for instance. It's just one of the things. It's just become normal, really. I don't think anyone ever thinks that, you know, the repercussions of dying, you know, it's just a party drug, really.
I mean, it is becoming a lot more glamorised over the years, especially with mentions of MDMA by celebrities such as Madonna, Miley Cyrus and Kanye West, with reports suggesting that people are most keen to make their public use, especially of ecstasy. I mean, there's been over 26,000 mentions of drugs, over 3 million social media posts about music festivals. And do you think this glamorisation has anything to do with influencing people to take them at a festival?
Yeah, I'd say, probably does have an impact on, you know, on the younger generation. But, you know, party drugs have been around for a long time, on an underground scene. Perhaps they have an influence on making it more mainstream.
But I don't think people realise that MDMA is a Class A drug and has a maximum sentence of 7 years in prison and an unlimited fine for possession of the drug. So do you think that if people are more informed about drugs and the sort of risks they are taking by doing so, they would still continue to take drugs at festivals? Or do you feel as if it is just an individual choice?
I think it's more of an individual choice. Drugs have always been criminalised. So if that hasn't worked so far, I can't see how, you know, promoting that in the future is going to help with the new generations.
Yeah, but like they do have things now such as front of house testing, which was recently tested at the Secret Garden Party by a company called The Loop. And this allows attendees to test their drugs to be able to know what they are taking. So people that support it argue always that people will always take drugs and this will make it safer. Yet some critics suggest that it does encourage people to take more. But what sort of impact do you think this tactic would have on you or friends or others?
I think it's a positive step towards, helping, these sort of high-profile deaths, if you like. You know, if people knew what they was actually taking, then perhaps maybe they'd think twice or they would take it. You know, and it's clear to see. You take the test, it tells you exactly what's in your drugs, really. So I think it can only be a positive step forward, really.
Yeah, I mean, people have started to take it into their own hands and buy the test kits online themselves, as drug testing across the UK is still extremely limited under current legislation. Do you think this is a safe way for people to know by conducting it themselves, or would you still prefer to take the risk knowing that it could possibly contain anything, say if you went to a festival?
I mean, up until this point, I've never tested my drugs before, and I've taken the risk of just taking them. So I suppose, but if that was widely available and I could get hold of it at the festivals, then of course I would probably test them. But it's a slow process, I suppose. It's just, see how we go with that one, really.
Yeah. But, I mean, there has been a decline of the seizures of drugs. I mean, Rupert George from Drugs Charity Release has stated that festivals have become more expensive and mainstream, which target older middle-class people, and the policing system often tend to target younger people from ethnic minorities. Do you think it's a fair statement to make as this generation are programmed into doing drugs at festivals, or do you think it's just a well-known fact?
Well, I mean, if you look at the police, they police on statistics, so that's how they monitor their successes. So, of course, that's all they ever go by is statistics. So it wouldn't surprise me the fact that they're just targeting one demographic.
Well, do you feel like the law enforcement need to react to this issue of more force in order to take illegal drug use, or do you think that it would cause more problems for people who go to festivals? because of things like licensing and stuff that they don't want to use, like the festivals themselves. They don't want to lose their license by getting them involved.
Well, that's it, yeah. You know, I think more awareness is probably better than take away the criminal element and, you know, make more information for the user. Perhaps maybe that might sort of educate them moving forward.
So that could be the next step, I suppose. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you for listening to episode one of The Blank Page. Next week, we will be discussing the use of technology at events and how it has changed the events industry.